The Lord be with you.
And with
your spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. When Jesus came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up, he went to the synagogue on the Sabbath day, as was his custom. He stood up and read. And the scroll of the prophet Isaiah was given to him. He unrolled the scroll and found the place where it was written, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim release to the captives and recover of sight to the blind, to let the oppressed go free, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor." And Jesus rolled up the scroll and gave it back to the attendants and sat down. The eyes of all in the synagogues were fixed on him. Then he began to say to them, "Today, this scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing." All spoke well of him and were amazed at the gracious word that came from his mouth. They said, "Is not this Joseph's son?" Jesus said to them, "Doubtless you will quote to me this proverb, 'Doctor, cure yourself,' and you will say, 'Do here also in your hometown the things that we have heard you did at Capernaum.'" And he said, "Truly, I tell you, no prophet is accepted in the prophet's hometown, but the truth is that there were many widows in Israel in the time of Elijah, when the heaven was shut up 3 years and 6 months, and there was a severe famine over all the land. Yet Elijah was sent to none of them, except to the widow at Zarephath in Sidon. There were also many lepers in Israel in the time of the prophet Elisha, and none of them were cleansed except Naaman the Syrian." When they heard this, all in the synagogue were filled with rage. They got up, drove Jesus out of the town, and led him to the brow of the hill on which their town was built, so that they might hurl him off the cliff. But Jesus passed through the midst of them and went on his journey. The Gospel of the Lord. So today my meditation name is The Life and the Mission of Jesus. The first, let us look at the life of Jesus. In today's gospel, Jesus used Isaiah's words to start his open mission, the public mission. So the life of Jesus in these 3 years, it is his missionary life. His missionary life through four things we can see clearly. The first thing is pray. He do everything important in his life. There are something very meaningful, then he pray first and then do it. And then he pray to Father to give him more grace and power, so that he pray and then drive out the evil spirit. He, before to show his divinity at the mountain, and then he prayed. Before he go to receive his cross the night, he prayed. So all the important part before he pray. That is his mission for preparation. And the second part of his life is proclaim. His way to proclaim, there are two ways. The first way is by words. He uses parables, he uses stories, He used alert words. He showed his anger. And also, he is glad that for proclaim the good news. And not only that, his life to show that his activities, for example, Jesus also fasting, Jesus also doing a lot of drive out the evil spirit, healing the sick, or to be or accompany people. And so all his action is also one of the proclaim the good news. And then the third part of his life, it is service. Jesus served people's need. One day when Jesus was preaching long time, and then a crowd of the people following him for 3 days, no anything to eat. So Jesus has mercy on them, and then he multiplied the bread and the fish, and then feeding the 5,000. So he served people's need. And also, he served the people's desire. When people want to listen, he talked to them. So by service and Jesus doing his mission, same time, that's his life. The last thing we can see is Jesus used his community life to do his mission, to live out his life. First of all, Jesus noticed he cannot do the mission alone. Then he chose the 12 disciples. Then, from the 12 disciples, he chose the special 3 people, James, John, and Peter. He used to specially bring them for some special things, prepare them so that they can help the disciples' community in the future. And also Jesus sent his disciples 2 by 2 to do the mission. So you can see Jesus not only doing alone, but he's doing mission with his community. He has a way to build up the community. So that is the 4 part of Jesus' life, and also the 4 way of his mission, doing God's mission gave to Jesus. And as the last day before the Assumption of Jesus, and Jesus gave this mission to his disciples. So that is Jesus' life, Jesus' mission. Second point I want to say today's gospel, Jesus used several words to talk about Elijah, about Naaman, about the widow, about Elijah, and all these examples. Why did Jesus talk about that? The meaning, the reason Jesus talked about these people is the people of Jesus' time, they don't accept Jesus. Jesus said, why this mighty deed happened in Elijah, Naaman, the widow's time? Because they accept God, and God let this mighty deed happen. And Jesus said, now I'm proclaiming the good news, but you don't accept. But for the people who accept this good news, they will experience more great things than Elijah, widow, and Naaman. So that's the second point. People have to accept if we knew, but we cannot be lazy. That is also why one day when Jesus talked about a parable about the talent. Some people have 10 talents, some people have 5, some people have 3, some people have 1. Why that the one who has it, they didn't do anything, and Jesus said, get this one, give to the 10. Because the person who has 10 earned another 10, because they try, they rely on God, they did their best. But the one, never. They don't accept God, they don't try to do good. So that's the second point. The third point that I want to say is God's mission and our life. God's mission become Jesus' mission. And also Jesus' mission become disciples' mission. And disciples' mission becomes the church's mission. And church's mission become missionaries' mission. And missionaries' mission become our parish mission. Our parish mission become my mission. My mission through the proclaim the gospel, preaching mass, and also serve the parish, become everyone's mission. We are not doing mine. I'm doing church's and doing God's mission. Each of us has a mission. This mission comes from God. So what is God's mission in your life? And try to find out and do it. Then the talent you have will become more. And also, you will find out that through doing mission, you will be holy. But the people who are lazy, who do not looking for the mission, who have the talent but bury in the field, then God will tell you, like what God, Jesus taught about the parables, will throw you out in the darkness. There is wailing and grinding of teeth. So at least we're doing mission. We cannot be holy. Pray is helpful, but pray should for mission to pray. We serve for mission to serve. So that is very different. Jesus' life, Jesus' mission, this relationship is so perfect combined together. We should do the same. Like many times I said, Jesus' life supposed to become our life. Jesus' mission supposed to become our mission. So, in today's Mass, let us meditating, reflecting, and also to look out and practice in our life. And now we pray.